How Traveling Savvy Seniors founder Mary R. Johnson helps seniors travel and live abroad with confidence. Mary Johnson is the creator of Traveling Savvy Seniors. A solo traveler, author, and certified travel advisor, she believes that life and travel doesn't have to slow down after 50. It just evolves. After stepping into this lifestyle herself, she realized there were not enough real practical resources for older adults who still wanted to explore the world, especially those navigating changes in mobility or starting over later in life. That's what led her to create her platform, where she shares honest insights, simple strategies, and encouragement to help others travel with more confidence and less overwhelm. Through her book, The Slow Path to Wellness, and her work online, she focuses on helping people discover a more comfortable, intentional way to see the world, one that works with their lifestyle, not against it. Q&A. You made a bold decision to reinvent your life abroad in your mid-60s. What pushed you to take that leap, and what fears did you have to work through first? I reached a point where I knew I wanted something different for my life. More freedom, less stress, and the ability to live on my own terms. Moving abroad felt like a bold step, but staying where I was felt even more limiting. The fears were definitely there. Finances, healthcare, being in an unfamiliar place, and simply wondering, can I really do this at my age? But I realized those fears weren't signs to stop. They were just part of the process. Instead of letting them hold me back, I focused on simplifying the journey and taking it one step at a time. That experience shaped the way I now help others approach travel and relocation in a way that feels manageable and realistic. Many seniors feel travel becomes more limited with age. What do you think people get wrong about travel after 50? I think the biggest misconception is that travel has to look the same at 60 or 70 as it did at 30, and if it doesn't, then it's no longer possible or enjoyable. In reality, travel after 50 isn't about doing less, it's about doing things differently. It can be slower, more comfortable, and actually more meaningful because you're more intentional about how you spend your time and energy. What many people don't realize is that there are ways to adopt travel to fit your lifestyle, your pace, and even changes in mobility. Once you shift your mindset from keeping up to creating an experience that works for you, a whole new way of traveling opens up. Your platform emphasizes slow travel. How would you define that in practical terms for someone planning their first trip later in life? I like to think of slow travel as taking the pressure off. You're not trying to do everything. You're just allowing yourself to enjoy where you are. That might mean choosing one city instead of three, planning lighter days, and giving yourself space to rest when you need it. It's a much gentler way to travel, especially if you're starting later in life or navigating mobility changes. Once people try it this way, they often realize travel doesn't have to be exhausting to be meaningful. It can actually feel calm and enjoyable. Living abroad after 50. More seniors are considering relocating abroad. What are the biggest misconceptions about living overseas later in life? That moving abroad later in life is either too complicated or too risky to even consider. Many people assume it requires a lot of money, perfect health, or that everything has to be figured out before they go. In reality, it's much more flexible than people think. There are many affordable places to live, healthcare can be accessible, and you don't have to make a permanent decision right away. You can start with a short stay, learn as you go, and adjust over time. Another misconception is that you're starting over in a negative way, when it can actually be a chance to create a lifestyle that better supports your needs and well-being. Based on your own experience, what are the key factors someone should evaluate before deciding to relocate? From my experience, it really comes down to a few key areas: healthcare, cost of living, lifestyle fit, and overall comfort in your day-to-day environment. Healthcare is usually the biggest concern, so understanding what's available locally and how you'll access it is important. Cost of living matters too, but it's not just about what's cheaper, it's about what allows you to live comfortably without constant stress. lifestyle is often overlooked. Factors like walkability, noise levels, climate, and ease of getting around can make a big difference in your daily life. What I always encourage is taking a slower approach. Spend time in a place before making a full move. That way, you're making a decision based on real experience, not just research. You've mentioned that living abroad can actually simplify life rather than complicate it. What does that look like day to day? It really comes down to how my days feel. They're calmer, less structured and stressful situations, and more aligned with what I need, physically and mentally. I'm not rushing from one thing to the next. I can take breaks, go at my own pace, and build routines that support my lifestyle instead of draining it. In many ways, it's about removing the extra noise, financial pressure, constant busyness, and unnecessary stress, and replacing it with a simpler, more manageable way of living. For someone not ready to fully relocate, what is a test drive version of living abroad that you would recommend? I always recommend starting with a longer stay instead of a quick vacation, something like a few weeks to a few months in one location. That gives you a chance to experience what daily life actually feels like, not just the highlights. During that time, try to live as normally as possible. Shop for groceries, use local transportation, explore healthcare options, and settle into a routine. That's where the real clarity comes from. It takes the pressure off making a big decision and turns it into a learning experience. You're not committing, you're simply giving yourself the space to see if it feels right. Emotional and lifestyle shifts. Travel at this stage of life often becomes less about sightseeing and more about meaning. How does that shift show up in the way people travel? I think people start to let go of the pressure to see and do everything. Instead, they focus more on what actually feels good and what they'll truly enjoy. That might mean fewer activities, more rest, and spending more time in one place instead of rushing around. It's a much gentler way to travel, especially if you're starting later in life or navigating mobility changes. Once people try it this way, they often realize travel doesn't have to be exhausting to be meaningful. It can actually feel calm and enjoyable. What are some of the most practical takeaways readers will gain from your book when it comes to planning their own travels? One of the biggest takeaways is learning to approach travel in a way that feels manageable rather than overwhelming. I walk readers through how to slow the process down, simplify their plans, and focus on what actually works for their lifestyle and comfort level. There's also a strong focus on shifting mindset, moving away from the idea that travel has to be fast-paced or complicated, and showing how it can be flexible and supportive instead. Most importantly, readers walk away with a clear, realistic way to get started, even if they're feeling uncertain or hesitant. You also touch on long-term travel and even living abroad in the book. What guidance do you offer for someone considering that transition? I guide people to shift their thinking from "I have to move abroad" to "I can explore what this lifestyle could look like." That small change makes a big difference. Instead of rushing into a major decision, I recommend taking it step by step, visiting, staying longer, and allowing yourself to adjust gradually. It's about building confidence along the way. The more you experience, the less overwhelming it feels, and the more empowered you become to make the right decision for yourself. Real-world insights. Was there a moment during your travels where things didn't go as planned but ended up teaching you something important? There have definitely been moments where things didn't go as planned, whether it was a housing situation, navigating something unfamiliar, or just feeling out of place in the beginning. One experience that stayed with me was realizing that not everything needs to be perfect for it still to work out. I had to slow down, adjust my expectations, and trust that I could figure things out one step at a time. That moment really reinforced the idea that flexibility is just as important as planning. It's something I carry with me now, and something I try to share with others because things will come up, but it doesn't mean you can't handle them. What's one destination that surprised you in terms of accessibility, affordability, or quality of life for seniors? Vietnam really surprised me, especially in terms of affordability and overall quality of life. I found that I could live comfortably on a much lower budget while still having access to fresh food, helpful services, and a slower pace of life. What stood out most was how manageable daily life felt. Simple things like getting around, finding local markets, and settling into a routine became easier than I expected. It showed me that there are places where you can create a comfortable, supportive lifestyle without the financial pressure that many people assume is unavoidable. Can you share a moment where you thought, "This is exactly why I chose this lifestyle"? It wasn't a big milestone. It was actually a very simple moment. I had a day where everything felt calm, manageable, and unhurried. I wasn't trying to fit too much in or push through exhaustion.